Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Dr. Beeny was on today, in case you missed that, TNTRadioEmpire.com, also now available on Spotify. We're scheduled to talk to Lewis Black tomorrow after our broadcast portion of the program for a podcast extra, because we're going to let Lewis swear for that segment. We'll let you know when we record that and when we're going to drop that next week. It's Thursday. I forgot it's Thursday already. That's cool. 4-day work weeks are cool, if you can get those.
I've heard lots of talk about the world going to a 4-day work week. Because once upon a time, we went to a 5-day work week. Went to a 40-hour, 5-day work week, and things got more productive. And now they're saying if we go to a 4-day, 40-hour work week, things might even be better.
No, I don't want to work 40 hours any week, so that's lame. But just joking, by the way, we do a lot of work when we're not here.
Nobody's buying it.
Yeah, mainly my wife.
Nobody buys it.
I was tweeting something yesterday about the show. What are you doing? Why are you on your phone? I'm doing some work. Yeah, right. I do work after 10.
You said doo-doo.
I did say doo-doo. Yeah. All right. So, yes.
Yeah, you got your nose buried in something. Reading all the time.
Oh, that's all I do. That's all I do. It drives me freaking crazy.
I was setting up in my office.
And actually, watching TV is part of it.
Reading a newspaper yesterday, and I had to poop, and I said, "Well, I can't poop without my phone." And I didn't realize
nobody can poop. Who can poop without their phone?
I have a newspaper in my hand.
That would have worked.
I could have just walked across the hall with the newspaper I had in my hand and continued reading that, which I did. I realized,
I've done that too.
My phone's downstairs, but I do have a newspaper in my hand.
I'll grab a leftover People magazine,
and I can read that.
Right.
Yeah, still on occasion read print publications.
On the toilet.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you got to have something in there.
Right.
I mean, just going to stare at the wall?
No.
So, Zack Snyder's the guy that is behind Justice League, the Justice League movies. And Warner Brothers made the decision to release the Zack Snyder cut of the movie Justice League. And at the time, it was reported that they were going to put it on HBO Max as a 4-part miniseries.
Oh, my God. So it would have been an 8-hour movie or something like that?
No. No. 4 hours. Now they're saying they're just putting it out as a movie. A 4-hour Justice League movie.
Now, they're going to stop it and allow you to walk out for a half hour, right?
It's on HBO Max. You can pause it wherever you want.
Well, it won't be a theater.
Okay. You take your matinee when you want.
No. No way.
4 hours.
Now, how long?
That's about 6 to 8 hours of actually, gathering around the TV to watch it.
Sure. How long was the Pacino one recently?
That was like 3:10.
Yeah.
The Irishman.
And I would have watched it from front to back because I liked the movie, but I was doing other things, so I watched that in two parts. 4 hours, I'm not going to watch it all. It's
that's at least 4 sittings.
Superhero crap, so I'm not going to watch it anyway, but it would be 4 sittings probably, right?
Well, any movie that's 4 hours. I mean, I'm not sitting down watching that in one chunk.
No.
Or at all.
Well, you know what the funny part about that is? I'm not going to watch it all.
No.
The funny part about that is somebody would have that on for 2 hours, go, I can't do it, and then flip away and then watch other TV for 2 hours.
Right.
Because that would easy. Yeah. I guarantee we've all done that.
I did that with Funny People. That movie got so long that I was like, it kept seeming like it was going to end, and it wouldn't, that I just got to the point where I'm like, I don't care what happens to any of these characters. I'm done watching this.
They needed an editor in that movie. I never watched that. Okay.
Yeah, or just lob off 40 minutes.
Right.
Okay, so I wanted to know the difference here, because the original, the one that they released in the theater, the Justice League, a couple years ago, they listed it at 2 hours. 120 minutes.
This is his cut, though.
The director needed to add another 2 hours?
No. He didn't add it. That was his cut.
I understand.
Then they told him to cut it down to 2 hours.
But I can't think that that's all necessary.
None of it is. It's a superhero movie.
What do you see?
Okay, but take that out of the equation. Say it was something you didn't hate with a passion.
Well, it's not just me. It's Nick. It's Craig. It's Todd.
I understand, but many people do enjoy them.
Okay.
That's why they're making them.
And we don't care.
That's why they're making them.
A lot of people love them.
But geeks. I get the director's cut if it's, 20 minutes extra or whatever. Like, there was two or three other scenes that he wanted to put in there.
I don't care what you love.
Two more hours.
A lot of times, you're just not in the mood for 4 hours of anything.
Nope.
No, that's just... 2 more hours is ridiculous.
No, that's too long a football game. College football games are that way sometimes. It's just I don't want to do it.
Yep. All those TV timeouts throwing off the coaches.
I can't even think of a 4-hour movie that I sat through.
No, even
no movie needs to be 4 hours.
I mean, the Godfather movies were probably 245, the original ones. I forget how long they were.
They'll just pull you in.
Right. Yeah, that's a different. But that's not 4 hours, though. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Another hour and 10 minutes is a lot of time.
To see a wistful Iron Man.
Right.
You can't tell me there's a few scenes in there that just could have been cut at 4 hours.
Directors are into that kind of stuff, though, you know.
Yeah, that's their baby. Yeah. They don't want to throw anything away.
Right.
It was on this date in 1994 when we started hearing about these things. Lorena Bobbitt acquitted by reason of temporary insanity of maliciously wounding her husband.
Whoa. Cutting his penis off. Say the word.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there should be a different term for that.
Yeah.
That's beyond maliciously wounding.
Although malicious is, yeah, it is. He didn't really just wound him. He cut the junk off.
No. Well, that's a wound.
Yeah.
Threw his dong out the window.
Yep.
That's better than the ladies that put him down the garbage disposal.
It is.
That's malicious wounding of the highest order. You cut somebody's dink off. Jesus, how diabolical.
Crazy bitch.
Is she with the new guy now? How long did it take for her to find a new guy after that?
I don't know.
Probably made her sign something.
Yeah, like, what's your last name?
Or he went to bed with a chastity belt on. He just fell asleep and locked his penis right up. That's what I would do.
Oh, you go through the house and get all the knives, all the sharp stuff, and then lock it up.
She's got teeth.
That dude has a knife safe.
No, you wear a chastity
belt. She can open a can, come at you with a lid of a can.
Chastity belt.
You'd have to sleep with scissors just so you could... cut part of a nipple off and to defend yourself.
This just becomes...
Oh, you'd never live that down, though.
This just becomes just an attack now, Nick. I think he's trying to kill each other now.
Yeah, and if you're a guy, you're going to jail for a long time if you maliciously wound anybody.
Oh, right. You should.
Yeah, she gets to walk the earth.
Yeah, nobody went, you go, guy. But they did do that with her. You go, girl.
According to new research from the dating app Hinge, 1 in 3 now say that they feel that there is more urgency to find a partner. 59% say that they've become more open-minded about who they want to date.
I was just telling you, that's what I brought up earlier when Mark Lundholm called. People are changing their perspective on life once COVID is over. They want to figure out, they want to get serious about things or...
Over half of the users surveyed at this dating app say they are now ready for a long-term serious relationship. That's a lot more than it used to be.
I'm sure it is.
Yep. Do you know any success stories of anybody who was looking for a relationship, found it, and now is living happily ever after? I never looking for a relationship. They just kind of happened.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what you mean by that. People being open to one is looking for one. So if you're open to one, it's going to come to you. So that's technically the same thing. Saying yes to more opportunities, you're going to find somebody.
Yeah, but if you're just...
That's looking, though.
If you're actively pursuing, and that's the top of your mind, I got to get into a relationship. No, you could be open to it, but you can't just be actively pursuing it. That can't be number one on your list, because then it's not going to happen.
Well, if you're looking for women, yeah, you're going to find one.
Isn't that what most people on these apps are doing?
Yeah, they're looking for people, so yeah, you can find one.
But I think you can't pressure yourself into thinking that everyone you try to date might be the one.
Right.
True. But
you
got to
understand it might not happen.
If you're not looking for it at all, it might not ever happen.
True. There's a happy medium.
Yeah, right.
There's a happy medium. You got to live in a realistic area in the middle.
Right. Well, it's all open to joy. You have
to be Greg's book.
Open to joy.
Second book, yeah.
Relationship expert, psychotherapist, and founder of the relationship paradigm, Neil Wilkie, says that our focus has changed from a sometime future, way out, ahead, to... actually seeking something that is much more immediate and tangible at a primal level. We're under a terrible threat to ensure the survival of our species. We need to find a suitable partner with whom to procreate.
Craig will also tell you that you can't force the joy.
Yep.
You don't force the joy.
No, I think that's a criminal offense. Forcing the joy.
It is.
At an internal level, we are looking for safety and security. And finding a longer-term partner is the best route for this.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, that was the mindset pre-pandemic. I'm sure it's notched up a bit since.
It has, totally, and that's the thing. It's notched up now.
Yeah, people realize we're on a sinking ship, and they want to get some before we're underwater.
We have a greater perspective of what we want out of life.
Well, we saw how close you were to the country ending, too, in the United States.
And we're starting to focus in on what is fundamentally important to us.
Right. But once the COVID's over, bang away. It's going to happen. The roaring 20s.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
There's going to be syphilis everywhere.
Got rid of the orange dictator.
I hope
the dictators, by the way.
In a position.
COVID's going to be over. We're going to party.
Roar sometime soon.
All right.
We will party hard up till about 9:30, and then it's time for bed.
Not for us. The rest of them will party. I'm going out. My wife and I were talking about this weekend. This is over. We're going out every night on the weekends.
I think I want to go out, and then I'll go out, and I'll be like,
It's the option to go out, Nick.
Yeah,
that's I go out a lot. You go out a lot. These guys don't, but I want to go out. I want to go out. Anything, just the option to go out.
I think the longer this goes on, the more I'm just hanging out at home.
Stop by, have a beer somewhere. That, to me, is going out.
Yeah. Yeah, how often you think about just stopping in at the bar quickly on your way home or something?
Not for us, it wouldn't be the way home, but it will be now. I might, by the way.
Not necessarily right after our work.
Any work.
But, you've been somewhere. Maybe you had to go to the store. Something.
I'm going to do it now. Once COVID's over, I'm going to do that.
It'd be nice to have friends over.
I'm out of my damn house.
It would be nice to attend a gathering.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
I wouldn't mind that. All right, stand by. Our friend Annalise is checking in.
From Chicago.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Todd, I am a success story of using apps and finding happily ever after through it.
Yeah. Good for you. I know you are. You actually are. You are. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But did you find the first guy on the dating app and fall in love with him?
No.
Or did you?
But she was looking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I mean, I was when I met him, I was 38. I wasn't in any I don't want a family, so it wasn't like I need to get married and have kids. But, I wanted to settle down and have a long-term relationship.
Right.
But that was my goal. I wasn't on the dating apps just to hook up. I mean, initially, yes. But, after the fun of that wore off after a few months, then I kind of pivoted to I'm going to, and that's why I went to Hinge, because it was, that's the app where
mutual friends, so somebody might know somebody.
So you kind of vet the person.
Got it.
Exactly.
Okay.
I got it.
But you found a guy who checked all the boxes, and you were open to it, and then you pursued it.
Well, he checked one box for sure.
Yeah.
That
was
for sure.
On the first date.
No, it was the second date.
All right.
Second
date. Good for you.
Yeah. I'm a lady. I wait for
good
the
for you. Good for you.
Really? Why did you hold out?
And when did that change?
Maybe he held out. He held out, probably.
Yeah. You must have passed.
Yeah, it really was
yeah.
him.
Was, somebody passed out.
And now you're happily married. Yeah. Very, very cool. Very cool. Hey, what's Chicago like with COVID? Still pretty horrible?
The mayor has urged the governor, Pritzker. She wants us to reopen indoor dining. But he's still doesn't want to have it happen. So we are reopening. We're tier two, which means we can go to gyms again, but it's just like limited capacity. And I can't remember what the other thing is. So everything's still fairly locked down.
Yeah, it's locked down in my home state. Yeah. This is why I think I want to try to bring into the our area of people that realize that how, I shouldn't say lucky, I think our governor's stupid. But a lot of these states, you can't even do what we can do in Omaha. And and they're doing it the right way. They're doing it the right way. You don't even have indoor dining in Chicago. I mean, that's, about that. People are eating indoor.
We haven't had indoor dining since November, I want to say.
Bars are packed here. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
We don't go there, but,
All right. Yeah, of course.
Glad you're staying safe. Congratulations on the relationship.
Glad you're happy. Yeah, I'd love to go back to the gym. I'd love to go back to a yoga class.
Gyms are open.
I am not comfortable yet. I know they're open, I want to make sure everybody's got a vaccine in them.
Right. Yeah, well, we can hang out with Nick soon, but he won't want to hang out with us.
Nope.
No.
Nick was in the other room because he was doing a couple funny bone gigs, and that wasn't the real reason. The real reason, we spread this stuff out after we had some scares, so it's easy for Nick just to be down the hallway. On the radio, he sounds like he's sitting right here, and he basically is.
It'd be great if a vaccine
he's
was...
he's on a big camera, and now Nick's got the vaccine. He doesn't want to come back near us.
They need to make
I'm good in the office.
They need to make a vaccine that's contagious.
Yeah.
And only one of us needs the vaccine.
Oh, then we can rub up against Nick. Yeah, and more than that.
We'd be rubbing up against him all the time.
He'd be like, guys, all I have to do is breathe on you. Nah, we're going to rub.
Lick me.
We're going to rub.
We got to be sure.
Yeah. I want saliva.
Yeah.
I want to know I have the vaccine.
We'd make you come early and stay late.
Oh, you should
come. We could rub up on you.
You should
arrive.
Arrive early.
Both of them.
A newborn white red kangaroo was recently born in Harpersville, New York, at the Animal Adventure Park there.
That's rare.
What makes it a newborn is it was recently born.
Is something rare, Craig?
What are the
It is exceedingly rare because red kangaroos are generally not white.
Oh, so it's like an albino kangaroo.
It's a rare thing.
All right.
The white fur comes from a condition causing partial pigmentation loss.
Oh, it's like alopecia or something like that. Oh, that's the hair leaving, yeah.
Well, leucism is what it's called.
All right, okay.
But I was vaguely amused by that.
Is he going to get beat up by the other kangaroos?
Possibly.
Or he could become the leader of the kangaroos.
Yeah.
Well,
they punch, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, they box.
They kick.
They kick and box, yeah.
If you believe the cartoons.
No, you see them.
They sit back on their tail and kick hard.
If there's a series of kangaroo fights on YouTube, like there are bum fights.
Oh, I've seen them. I don't know if you Google that specifically, but I've seen the people outside in Australia. They'll film two kangaroos fighting all the time.
And most of those kangaroos look pretty swole. They've been hitting the gym.
Oh, I know. They are ripped.
But those are not stage fights. They just happen to catch them fighting in nature.
No,
right?
They didn't give them $4 to fight.
The real stuff.
Like you do bums.
Well, the better ones are like the better ones.
That's
are like
what
the,
I miss. Yeah.
I know the bum fights went away when COVID hit. I
like the videos from the parks where you see the guy just walk up to the kangaroo like he's gonna just pet it,
and beats the hell out of him,
and it just kicks him right in the junk.
Yeah, those
are
great.
That would be great to
see. We like it when humans
in nature,
suffer.
Right. If you happened across that would be spectacular.
Oh yeah,
two of them fighting each other, not fighting you.
Bums or kangaroos?
No, fighting each other.
Yeah.
Watching them fight each other. I've always wanted to see like a couple of bighorn sheep, the rams, go
out. Yeah, and that noise, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. I fear them looking at me as a turning, at some point turning to look at me like, what are you looking at?
Yeah, that was a jackass
stunt. Let's get
him. Let's go hit him.
That was a jackass in the original movie I talked about yesterday. They had a ram in a pen, and they go out there, and the ram just destroys these dudes.
Really?
It was brutal. I forgot about that. It's a ram.
They could kill you.
Yes.
Well, that's jackass. Kind of the deal with jackass.
They didn't stay in long. They got jacked a couple times, and then they said, okay, we did the bit.
Yep. That's another skull they ought to look at in the NFL, is the skull of a ram, a bighorn sheep.
Oh, okay.
Because they can take some concussion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They don't punch, though.
No, but they're knocking heads.
Yeah.
At full speed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, heads. It's insane.
Yeah.
That and the woodpecker. Yeah, woodpecker pounds his head against the tree.
Well, we can have pecker
endlessly.
We can do pecker fights if you want.
Not falling for that again.
The third time, Nick. How about it? Yeah. You fell for it the second time. Who wants a pecker fight? Those will return once COVID's over.
Something to look forward to.
Can't happen soon enough.
Dr. Mina joined us. Check her out in the podcast. Join us tomorrow. TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. In case you missed anything, listen to it again if you did hear the whole show.
We got the Twitter, at TNT Radio Empire. You can like us on Facebook.
Check out the hot girl that wants to be on the Inc. magazine.
Yeah.
Megan.
Her name is Megan, and that's the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. And then you can email
24/7. All our listeners are hot and inked up.
And to answer the first question on both of those posts on Twitter and Facebook, no, that's not Butt Stuff Megan.
No.
Oh, no, no.
It took like 1 second for somebody to comment that on both platforms.
It's inked up, Megan.
Is that butt stuff, Megan?
She's gorgeous.
No.
See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.